Welcome to Tori Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rachel Besser, and today we'll be studying Yirmiyahu Parakat, Chapter 20. In the previous chapter, Yirmiyahu shatters a clay vessel in the Valley of Ben Hinnom, the site of the most terrible idol worship. He describes to the priests and the leaders who are watching the horrible scene that will unfold when the city of Jerusalem is besieged, and how the dead of the city will pile up. Yirmiyahu then goes and repeats his prophecy in the Beit HaMikdash, speaking directly to the people. One of the people who heard Yirmiyahu's prophecy was Pashhur, a high-ranking priest who was in charge of all the other Kohanim. We learn later in the parak that Pashhur also presented himself as a prophet who was intimate with the word of God. Yirmiyahu's words are offensive to Pashhur. Yirmiyahu was clearly laying the blame for the state of the people at the feet of the Kohanim, the priests, and the other leaders who were responsible for both the Beit HaMikdash and the corrupted society. Pashhur, as the head of the Kohanim, is particularly to blame. In addition, we find out that Pashhur is one of the prophets, one of the false prophets, who claims shalom, shalom, only peace will come to the people. So Yirmiyahu's vision of doom contrasts sharply with Pashhur's rosy future that he paints. One of them is lying. One of them is a Navi Sheker, a false prophet. We, the reader, know the end of the story, but at the time, Yirmiyahu's words are incredibly threatening to Pashhur. Even with this background, what happens next is shocking. In Pasuk Bet, Pashhur confronts Yirmiyahu. Vayakeh Pashhur et Yirmiyahu Hanavi. He comes to Yirmiyahu and he smacks him. He hits him, starts to beat him up. And then, Vayitenoto al hamapechet, asher b'shar binyamin ha'alyon, asher b'beit Hashem. Not only does he beat Yirmiyahu up, and Yirmiyahu, remember, is not the young boy he was in chapter 1, but he puts him in a mehapechet, from the shorash hafuch, to turn upside down. This contraption is a torture chamber for prisoners that either hangs them upside down by their ankles or puts their necks into a somewhat of a guillotine, stretching out their necks and separating their heads from their bodies for long periods of time. Pashhur leaves Yirmiyahu in this contraption overnight, testifying to Pashhur's power that he can hold people in jail without trial or anyone stopping him before letting him out the next day. Yirmiyahu emerges from the mehapechet, bruised and battered, but not cowed. It seems as though his resolution to proclaim his prophecy is even greater when he is faced head on with the evil and the corruption that is leading Jewish society. This is the head of the Kohanim. This, even the holy priests of the Beit HaMikdash are so corrupted. Yirmiyahu declares in Pasuk 3, Lo Pashhur kara Hashem Shemecha, ki im magor misaviv. Your name will not be Pashhur. Pashhur apparently told people that Hashem had called him Pashhur, and instead your name is Magor Misaviv, fear all around. Pashhur, on the other hand, means surrounded by bounty. And therefore, says Yirmiyahu, Kiko Amar Hashem, Hineni Notencha Lamagor Lecha Lechol Oavecha. You are going to end up being a fear. You're going to create fear for all of the people who love you. V'naflu Bechera Vaivehem, because you know what's going to happen to them? Because they trust you, they're going to end up falling to the sword of their enemies. V'incha Ro'ot, and your eyes will see at Kol Yehuda Etain Biad Melch Bavel. And I'm going to put all the people of Judah are going to be given over to the hand of the king of Babel, Higlam Bavela, and they're going to be exiled to Babel, Vihikam Bacharav, and killed by a sword. Then Yirmiyahu finishes it up in verse 6, Vata Pashhur v'kol yoshvei beitecha tilchu b'shevi. You, Pashhur, and all the inhabitants of your household, you are going to be taken captive. Ubavel Tavo, you're going to be brought to Babylonia. Vesham Tamut, you'll never leave. You're going to die there in Babel. Vesham Tikaver, and there you'll be buried. Ata, Vekolo Avecha, Asher Nishbata, Lahem Vesheker, the ones that you promised them with falsehood that none of this would ever happen. Pashhur's soft words of comfort are nothing but a deceitful illusion. Babel is coming, and they will destroy everything. Instead of giving the Jews hope, people like Pashhur are bringing the destruction closer by convincing Bnei Yisrael that there's no need to listen to fear mongers like Yirmiyahu, no need to introspect or change any of their patterns. Your meal's defiant criticism of Pashhur centers around the false prophet's name. Pashhur apparently told people that Hashem named him Pashhur, which means abundance all around, referencing both Pashhur's nevuah and his relationship with God, as well as what he was foretelling, that the future of Bnei Israel would be plentiful and abundant. Yirmiyahu says the opposite is true. You are magor misaviv. Fierce around you. Malbim points out that when people fear, they draw into themselves, the opposite of how Pashhur pretended to be, telling the people they need have no fear. Yirmiyahu highlights Pashhur's deception of the people that by saying that when difficult times come, Pashhur will not be there for you. He will be wrapped in his own fear, unable to effect any change. And to Pashhur himself, Einecha ro'ot. Your eyes will see your family hurt. Your eyes will see it Kol Yehuda attain beyond Melch Bavel. Your eyes will see, will watch as the people of Judah are taken into exile, and he will know that he's guilty of betrayal and encouraging their corruption, and he will only be able to watch and be afraid. There will be no largesse in the time of the Chorban. We have looked a few times at the symbol of the Ir Miftzar, the fortified city, that Hashem tells Yirmiyahu he will be in the first chapter. As a symbol of Hashem's support, Hashem tells Yirmiyahu, you will be a fortified city, battered and fought against, but still strong, with fortitude. Yirmiyahu seems to finally live up to his name. He stands up to Pashhur, the mighty head of the priestly establishment, and he mocks him with a change of his name. He does not back down from his prophecy of doom and even strengthens his words that he proclaimed at Gabe and Hinnom by saying that Pashhur himself will be one of the casualties. However, this fortified city is only a facade. Inside, Yirmiyahu is deeply traumatized by the torture and humiliation that Pashhur put him through. Remember, in the days of Yoshiyahu, Yirmiyahu was a very respected person. And since then, in the time of Yehoiakim and then in the time of Tzidkiyahu, Yirmiyahu is fair game. Anyone can hurt him. The fall of the respect that the people had for Yirmiyahu is also so hard for Yirmiyahu to live through, besides the fact that his actual body was really tortured. The walls of Yirmiyahu stay strong. He is able to push back against Pashhur, but his heart is broken. Without his message reaching people like Pashhur, the people have very little hope in changing. The damage done to Yirmiyahu's body and psyche is real. He cries out to Hashem in the second half of the parak as someone in pain, very different than the face he showed in the beginning of the parak, as he reflects on his role as a prophet. He says to Hashem in verse 7, Pitatni Hashem ve'epat chazaktani v'tuchal hayiti l'schok kol hayom kulo la'agli. You enticed me, Hashem, and I was enticed. You overpowered me, and you prevailed. He's talking about Hashem making him a Navi, calling it an enticement and an overpowering. I didn't have a choice, said Yirmiyahu. You told me that I would be protected, but look at what's happened to me. I've become a laughingstock. Everyone jeers at me. Everyone's making fun of me. I'm humiliated. Every time I speak, every time I say, Hamas, Veshod, there's terrible lawlessness here. This word of Hashem causes me constant disgrace. The people are so contemptuous of me. Every time I tell the truth, look what happens to me. It's Hashem's prophecy that causes Yirmiyahu time and time again to walk into danger and humiliation and to be into situations that are going to cause him to be tortured. But, says Yirmiyahu in Pasuk 9, I can't help but give this prophecy. Va'amarti lo eskerenu v'lo adaber od bishmo. I say to myself, I won't do it. I won't say it anymore. V'haya bilibi ke'esh bo'eret. But the prophecy is in my heart like a burning fire. Atzur ba'atzmotai. It's burning up my bones. V'nil'eti kalkel lo uchal. I can't put out that fire. I have to let it out. That's what it's like for me to be a prophet. First of all, because that's the nature of prophecy, is that it has to come out. We know that Yonah was not allowed to keep his prophecy in. but it's also the nature of what he's saying. We've heard this before from Yirmiyahu. He knows that if he doesn't give his prophecy, the people really have no chance. Yirmiyahu describes what it's like for him to be in a crowd, and he hears whispers of people who all around him plotting against him, trying to figure out how to get him, how to silence him. He plays on the name he gave Pashhur, Magor Misaviv, fear all around, and says, "This is how I feel when I'm among people. There's always fear. I'm constantly having to look over my shoulder. I never know where the blow is going to come from." And yet, as is his way, whenever he sinks to his lowest point, Yirmiyahu reaches out for his relationship with Hashem as the steady point in his life. And he says, "Vashem oti kigibor aritz." Hashem is with me like a mighty warrior. Al kain wrote, "Fayi kashelu v'lo yuchalu." I know that my persecutors, they're never going to catch me. They won't succeed against me. Boshu ma'od kilo hiskilu klumat olam lo tishkach. I know that they're going to end up. They will be humiliated and shamed, and this won't be forgotten. And Yirmiyahu in Pasuk Gimel, verse 13, even sings a Pasuk of Hallel for his salvation from Pashhur. Shiru l'Hashem, hallelu et Hashem, ki yitzil et nefesh evyon miyad mireim. I sing to you, Hashem, I praise you, because you saved this soul from the people who are trying to get it. Hashem has kept his promise that he made to Yirmiyahu in Perek Aleph, in the first Perek, v'nilchamu elacha. They will fight against you, but they will not prevail. Yirmiyahu is certainly fought against, and they have not yet prevailed. It is Yirmiyahu that will one day, unfortunately, be proven right. Until then, he must survive to fight another day, to once again scream out the prophecy that he can't hold in, to fight injustice, to not let people like Pashhur go unopposed. As much as he does not want to, he must. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Zvi Yosi.